This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this show. Healthcare is a disaster in this country, and by the way, with Democrats in charge of the House, I guarantee you it's going to stay a disaster. Nothing will change. Now you have zero chance to kill Obamacare. It's all over. So healthcare in this country, disaster, health insurance, completely unaffordable, covers very little, but there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Just as an example, I was paying $2,000 a month at Aetna, and I dropped them for Liberty HealthShare 2 years ago, and now my bill is under $500 a month. And my son had to have his wisdom teeth pulled. The bill was $2,500, and Liberty HealthShare paid $2,000 of the $2,500 bill. That's while I'm only paying about $450 a month for the insurance versus $2,000 where they covered nothing. So Liberty HealthShare is the real thing. They're great. Why would anybody not check it out? Your host, Wayne Root, loves it. Your host puts his family on it. And they just paid almost the entire bill for my son's emergency wisdom tooth pulling situation. So great job, Liberty HealthShare. Thank you. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year from my days with Aetna. That's $36,000 over 2 years. And they paid $2,000 of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty. Do it today. There's no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You could join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family's a member. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. Toll free, that's 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. .org. Remember, it's a .org. libertyhealthshare.org. So, Ari Fleischer was the former spokesman for the Bush White House. He offers his midterm election analysis. And I want to read it to you because it sounds a lot like what I've been saying. Former White House spokesman Ari Fleischer posted his take on the 2018 midterm. He said Trump's Senate additions were very unusual. GOP losses in the House in line with the historical average. Republican gains in the Senate, unusual. If Republicans had held the House, the margin would have been so small, nothing of substance would have passed anyway, and the Senate continues to give you Republican judges. Democrat control of the House presents peril and promise for Trump. The peril of subpoenas and investigations, the promise is Trump has a liberal foil to run against. Isn't that exactly what I said in my commentary if you were here to start the show? Turnout was huge. Turnout surged, but not to presidential levels. In the last three presidential elections, roughly 130 million people voted. In the last three midterms, roughly 85 million voted. Looks like 100 million voted yesterday. So not quite presidential, but way more than midterms. White voters continue to flee the Democratic Party that hates them. This is Ari Fleischer talking. This sounds just like me. The share of white voters is declining. But Democrats are increasingly losing whites. White voters were 79% of all voters in 2006, 77% in 2010, 75% in 2014, 72% yesterday. In 2006, the last time Democrats took the House, they lost white voters by 4 points. Yesterday, they lost white voters by 10. Women fell for the Democrat lies. The GOP's problem with women has grown. In 2006, Republicans lost women by 12. Yesterday, the GOP lost women by 19. Now, there's a real problem. That's a significant problem. I'll go along with that. Seniors fear they're losing their country to unhinged socialists. Turnout by voters 65 and over surged yesterday, probably thanks to Trump nationalizing the election. Seniors yesterday were 26% of the electorate. In the last three midterms, they were 19, 21, and 22. Youth voters can't be bothered. The youth vote was not up much. 18 to 29-year-olds were 13% of the electorate yesterday. In the last three midterms, they were 12, 12, and 13. I repeat, 12, 12, and 13, and they were 13 yesterday. So young people just don't come out. That's just the way it is. U.S. colleges are failing and pumping out indoctrinated Marxists. The education gap has grown wider. In 2006, graduates, college grads were plus 7 for Democrats. Yesterday, they were plus 30 for Democrats. In 2006, non-college grads plus 8 for Democrats yesterday, evenly split. So there's the observations of Ari Fleischer, a brilliant guy. Not always on my side, a little bit of a rhino, a little bit of an establishment guy, but nonetheless a good guy and a super smart guy. I'll take his brain power anytime, even if I don't always agree on every issue. Or probably it's the wrong way to say it. I'll bet you Ari Fleischer and I agree on most every issue, but we don't agree to the extent I'd go. I'm more right-wing than Ari Fleischer. So, you know, I'd say taxes should be 15% flat, and he'd say, oh, well, we'll just cut it from 42 to 40. It's not enough for me. But at least we both agree in the right direction. So I like Ari. He's a good guy. We're both Jewish Republicans. That's rare. I don't know about the final results, but in the exit polling, Jews were 70% Democrat yesterday, and like 28% Republican, and like 2% went for independents. So, I mean, 70 to 28. Still a disaster with the Jewish vote. But here's Piers Morgan. And this blue puddle is the best the Democrats can achieve after 2 years of celebrity-fueled screaming that they need a better plan for 2020 or Trump will drown them. Piers Morgan, a liberal overseas from England, across the pond, he says, I've seen bigger political puddles. After 2 years of relentless and demented celebrity-fueled Trump-bashing hysteria, the Democrats sneak back the House of Representatives with a swing of seats far smaller than the shellacking that engulfed incumbent first-time presidents Bill Clinton in 1994 or Barack Obama in 2010, and they both went on to be reelected. By comparison, the much-heralded fierce resistance to Trump turned out to be more of a lame pea-shooter than a row of cannons. The president saw his Republican majority in Senate significantly increase, which has only happened 5 times in the past 105 years. Same thing I wrote about. No wonder he was so quick to tweet, tremendous success tonight, thank you all. Trump tweeted about his tremendous success, and he was ridiculed, but Democrats should be careful. His victory claim was swiftly ridiculed, but I would strongly urge Democrats who mocked him to exercise less glee in their own celebrations. Tomorrow will be a new day in America, said House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Excuse me, House Democratic leader who might be House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. But will it be a new day? In many ways, these were indeed transformative elections. It's great that record numbers of women and minorities were elected into the House, including 2 Muslim women. This is what Piers Morgan's saying. This is where his liberal comes out. 2 Native American women and the youngest ever woman to win a place in Congress, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. It's also great to see the first openly gay governor elected. He didn't even mention this, but you realize there was a lesbian Native American yesterday. But the reality of these results is that nothing much has changed to curb Trump's actual power, and it's quite feasible that losing the House may turn out to be the best thing that could happen to him. Just the conclusion I drew. I didn't read this till now. Exact same conclusion I drew, same conclusion Ari Fleischer drew. Here's why. Many Democrats are now openly salivating at the thought of launching a full-blown assault on Trump with endless investigations and subpoenas to destabilize his presidency. They want to go after him for everything from tax returns to his cell phone use, connections with Russia. But such a strategy would simply play into his hands. Trump loves a fight, and he particularly loves playing the victim of liberal efforts to demonize him. It doesn't take a political genius to realize he would turn these attacks into a massive electoral asset, constantly rallying his base to help him defy this concerted effort to destroy him. Furthermore, if Democrats actually try to impeach him, not only would it fail because they don't have control of the Senate, it would make Trump more popular, just as it did with the Republicans in the House impeach Clinton. I've said this before. Republicans overreach of Bill Clinton, I admit it, now you're doing the same thing. They also need to, Democrats need to be smarter than just spending the next 2 years lobbying bombs at Trump, because it'll blow up in their face. They also need to stop using celebrities as frontline political weapons, because it doesn't work. Pop star Taylor Swift, very ill-advisedly in my opinion, given her huge popularity in middle America, broke her political silence to publicly endorse Democrat Phil Bredesen in Tennessee. But he lost by a landslide. Oprah Winfrey, arguably America's biggest celebrity, strongly campaigned for Georgia's Democrat gubernatorial candidate Stacey Adams. She also lost. Piers Morgan is a smart guy. I like what he's saying here. Really strong. Sounds like me. He's like Wayne Root and liberal. Smart. Street smart. This shouldn't be surprising, lest we forget Hillary Clinton believed star power would help drive her to the White House, which is why she rallied with the likes of Lady Gaga and Beyonce at election rallies. Beyonce. The tactic backfired. Many Americans resented seeing her waltzing around with privileged and elitist millionaire celebrities as they struggled to find work or feed their kids, just as they resented being labeled a basket of deplorables by Clinton. Liberal celebrities today race to gloat about the winning back the House on Twitter, but Twitter does not represent the majority of Americans, which is why those same liberal celebrities got such a seismic shock when Trump won in 2016 and why they haven't stopped shrieking ever since. What they don't seem to realize is no one cares what they have to say about politics. If they did, Hillary would be president. And it goes on and on. You get the idea. So, very good stuff by Piers Morgan. I'm very impressed. Very impressed. Donald Trump also made a comment today. He said candidates that strayed away from me and stayed away from me did very poorly. He was right. That was during his press conference. Trump stated that Republicans who decided to stay away from him did very poorly. I'm not sure that I should be sad or happy, but I feel fine about it. On the other hand, you have some that decided to, let's say, stay away. They did very poorly. I'm not sure. Oh, he said the same thing. I'm sorry. He cited Carlos Corbello, Mike Kaufman, and Mia Love. Trump then cited Barbara Comstock, but said he didn't blame her for not embracing him. Trump cited Peter Roskam, Eric Paulson, Bob Huggin, and John Faso. They all stayed away from him, and they all lost. So the important news today, other than the election last night, would be Jeff Sessions fired for all intents and purposes. He resigned at the president's request. He got a resignation letter. A lot of people, including Lindsey Graham, hinted at what happened right after the midterms, what happened hours after the midterms this morning. Trump tweeted out, I was shocked, I saw this tweet on my phone as I was talking to someone. Police announced Matthew G. Whitaker, Chief of Staff to Attorney General Jeff Sessions at the Department of Justice, will become your new acting Attorney General of the United States and will serve our country well. We thank Jeff Sessions for his service. We wish him well. A permanent replacement will be nominated at a later date. That was good. Sessions needed to go. And we've got the letter here. I'll read it to you when we get back. And we got a flashback, what Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker thinks of Rosenstein and the Mueller investigation. And he once said, I would indict Hillary Clinton. So there's promise here. Also, Kevin McCarthy launches his bid for House Minority Leader. And Hollywood celebs push Beto O'Rourke to run for president in 2020 after his loss to Ted Cruz. Lots more news coming up next. Warren Al, Wayne Root. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, a little housekeeping. Two things. Number one, I want you all to call this number and make sure that you've got Newsmax TV on your cable. Newsmax TV on your cable. How do you get it? You just call toll-free, 844-500-6397. The third hour of the show is on national TV on Newsmax TV. We're now in 80 million homes as of early 2019, 60 million as of next month. You can get it in your local cable area, including Cox in Las Vegas. If you call them and pester them, just call Newsmax at 844-500-6397, and you'll be connected instantly on this toll-free number to your cable system, and you can tell them you have all kinds of options. You could switch to DirecTV, you could switch to Dish TV. You encourage them to make you happy and pick up Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allyn Root and Bill O'Reilly on the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Call 844-500-6397, and they will connect you directly to wherever you are in the country your cable system is, okay? And number two is My Doctor Suggest is the sponsor of this segment of the show. I suck on my colloidal silver cherry lozenges from My Doctor Suggest all day long. It's the reason my voice is alive. Last night, I was out late, at the big Republican event in Las Vegas, Nevada. I got home. I got to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. I got up at 6. I got 4 hours sleep, and I am still feeling great, and my voice feels great, and I don't get sick, and I don't lose my voice, and I'm on the radio every second for almost 3 years now, and I've never lost my voice once. It gets a little weak once in a while, a little hoarse once in a while, but I never lose it, because silver destroys bacteria, viruses, and yeast, and when it comes in contact with germs for 2 minutes, it could destroy them. Can you imagine sucking in a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems? I am living proof. My Doctor Suggests, the name of the company, an amazing company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable, magical lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. Get your pen out. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868. It's toll-free, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggests.com and tell them Wayne Root sent you. You will never have throat problems again, and they taste great. It's like sucking on candy all day. So this new guy is the interim attorney general. His name's Matthew Whitaker. Jeff Sessions turned in his resignation Wednesday. The president announced Matthew Whitaker will take over his position as acting attorney general. He's also taking over Rod Rosenstein's job overseeing the Mueller witch hunt. He's described as a Trump loyalist who has been privately described as the West Wing's eyes and ears in the Justice Department for Donald Trump. The New York Times called him that. He penned an op-ed for CNN titled Mueller's Investigation of Trump is Going Too Far. He did that in August of 17, where he argued the special counsel is roving outside his jurisdiction to investigate Trump-Russia collusion. So that's good. That's a good thing. You know, it's funny. Democrats would go, that's not fair. He's biased. Really, every single person you have investigated the president is biased. You don't think Rosenstein hates the president? It wasn't a scheme? The head of the FBI didn't hate the president? Number two at the FBI, Andrew McCabe, didn't hate the president? Mueller himself doesn't hate the president? He hired, what, like 13 or 14 angry pit bulls? All of them are Democrats registered? Every one of them gives campaign contributions to Obama or Hillary? Lifelong Democrats? They're not pit bull killers against the president? They're fair and balanced? In the important paragraph at the conclusion of his op-ed, Whitaker criticizes Rosenstein and says if the DOG doesn't order Mueller to limit the scope of his probe, it will look like a witch hunt. That's good. I like that. It's about time we have someone on our side. And here's another one. Acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker, I would indict Hillary Clinton. Oh, I love that. Jeff Sessions turned in his resignation. Matthew Whitaker is the new guy, taking over Rosenstein's job. You heard all that. In August of 2017, he penned an op-ed for CNN. In July of 16, before the presidential election, Matthew Whitaker penned an opinion piece for USA Today where he argued Hillary Clinton should be locked up. According to FBI Director James Comey's statement on Tuesday, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton could have been charged with violating several different code sections. And yet Director Comey's judgment was that no reasonable prosecutor would bring the case. I disagree. I believe myself to have been a reasonable prosecutor. When the facts and evidence show a criminal violation has been committed, the individuals involved should not dictate whether the case is prosecuted. A reasonable prosecutor may ask if on numerous occasions an unknown State Department employee had taken top secret information from a secured system, emailed that information on a Gmail account, stored the information on a personal server, would that individual be prosecuted? I believe they would. So good job for acting Attorney General Matthew Whitaker. Maybe he should be named full-time Attorney General. I don't know. And then Kevin McCarthy launches a bid for House Minority Leader. He announced that today. To lead Republicans as the minority party, competing against House Freedom Caucus co-founder Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio. I'm for Jim Jordan. Simple as that. McCarthy's not terrible. He's not Paul Ryan. He's not John Boehner. He's better than both of them, but he's a little bit like them, a little bit of a rhino. I would go with Jim Jordan. Much better choice. Let's see what happens. Now that we're in the minority, you need a rabble-rouser. Jim Jordan's a rabble-rouser, a true believer, a true conservative, an inspirational guy. Wayne Root for Jim Jordan.
Drag and swallow evolution in one gulp. GodSaidManSaid.com. The sons of God and science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously? You possess the world's greatest treasure. GodSaidManSaid.com. Life after death experiences. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions has resigned at the request of President Trump. The Justice Department announced that Matt Whitaker will be the acting Attorney General. Sessions did leave the Justice Department a short time ago.
Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio had a huge announcement on Fox Business.
We have to stand up and defend the White House. We have to stand up and work with the president over these next 2 years and show the American people why we deserve to be back in the majority so we can ultimately get done what they sent us here to do. That's what I want to do if given the opportunity by my colleagues to lead us in the minority.
Aside from voting for candidates, we also had a bunch of ballot initiatives in states. Some of the more ones of note people may care about. In Michigan, they legalized recreational marijuana, and they're going to have a 10% excise tax on a marijuana purchase. And Montana residents rejected a measure that would have raised the cigarette sales tax from $2 to $3.70 a pack. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the
Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We're in a season of change, and that's probably not good. Markets swing hundreds of points in hours. Weather disasters are weekly events. In our news headlines, that political unrest and fallout will increase. And how about what just happened last night? You know, you've got a divided country, a bitterly divided country, and now you've got gridlock in Washington, D.C. And through all these sudden changes, one thing's a fact. We've got to be prepared. Our day-to-day lives are likely to be disrupted. You need a plan for food storage and water filtration when emergencies strike. Protection from disaster, survival tools. Get those items at My Patriot Supply. I use them. You should, too. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-reliant. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including emergency food kits and gravity-powered water filtration systems, all at MyPatriotSupply.com. Whether it's an earthquake, a cyber attack, freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks, for all these emergencies and more, get your supplies to be more self-reliant at MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it now so you're prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We've got Attorney John DeLaPortis with us to talk about his legal analysis of the Sessions resignation. John, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Wayne.
So tell us what your thoughts are about Sessions' quote-unquote resignation, which I don't believe is a resignation. I think it's very clear he was forced to walk the plank. He was basically fired. They told him, you have no choice. You got to quit or we're going to fire you. And so he resigned. What are your thoughts?
Well, you're absolutely right, Wayne. If your boss tells you to hand in your resignation, you can call that a resignation. But most of us lay people would call that a firing.
Exactly. And where do you think we go from here? What's the next available option for the President of the United States?
Well, there's an acting attorney general who's been appointed, Mr. Whitaker, who is the chief of staff of Mr. Sessions. But now it's up to the president to appoint a new attorney general. And then, of course, we're going to have to go through the whole same Senate confirmation proceeding. So I imagine that the president is not going to nominate someone until there's a new until the new Senate's in place. You'll have a few more votes. I understand it.
You know, it was interesting that, yes, a couple things. First of all, it's great that we got extra senators because that gives us some margin for error to get judges and people like an attorney general cabinet positions confirmed. So that was a big move. And then I just had Corey Lewandowski on, who, of course, was the first campaign manager of Donald Trump, and spent the night last night during the whole election coverage at the White House with the president, watching as the returns came in. So he's a very bright guy and very plugged into Trump. And he thinks the three front runners are Chris Christie of New Jersey, the former governor, and he thinks Pam Biondi, the former attorney general of the state of Florida, and Rudy Giuliani, the former mayor of New York City, and who's a vicious pit bull. And I'm just wondering if you have any thoughts on any of those selections, if any of those mean anything to you.
Well, Mr. Giuliani was offered the job, as I understand it, back when Trump was first elected, and he turned it down. So I don't know if his thinking has changed on it, but, you know, that was... he didn't want it back in 2016. Mr. Christie, as you may know, has a long history with President Trump's son-in-law. He put
his father in jail. The father and the son-in-law in jail. Yeah.
So I don't know if the rift between the Kushners and Governor Christie have resolved itself yet. So and Ms. Biondi, I don't know too much about. So that may be. I've been hearing also Chris Kobach, a few others. So I would think
Lindsey Graham would be a front runner, but I mentioned that to Corey Lewandowski, and he said he just doesn't think so because Lindsey now is in line to become the chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So he'd be the guy that pushes through all the judges, and Trump's going to name a lot of federal judges now, and they're going to try and be a machine and push them all through, and he needs Lindsey Graham in that spot. So I guess Lindsey Graham's not on that list anymore. But to me, the most obvious one would be Chris Christie. That would be the most obvious one. And then I think Pam Biondi would be kind of a different, you know, a contrarian pick. A woman, happens to be a beautiful woman, happens to be the Attorney General of the state of Florida, and she'd be an interesting pick and a different one that might soften his image with females in America. So for that reason, I kind of am leaning towards that one. But in any case, I was just wondering, you know, what your thoughts were on the whole process. Anything else we should know about your thoughts on the resignation/forced resignation of Jeff Sessions?
Well, obviously, this is going to be significant for the Mueller investigation. As you may have noted, the logical thing would have been to make the acting attorney general the assistant attorney general, which is Mr. Rosenstein. That very pointedly did not happen. I'm hearing rumors that Mr. Rosenstein will be resigning next.
Right.
But whether or not that's the case, that was a clear message from the president that he's been passed over. So, and I understand that the acting attorney general is going to be overtaking supervision of the Mueller investigation. So I think probably there'll be some pressure there to finally wrap this horror show up.
So Rosenstein is done. His goose is cooked, it sounds like. And you'll probably hear his resignation tomorrow morning. Maybe they didn't want both of them at once. I don't know. But it sounds like Rosenstein's done, and he should be done. I mean, just let me ask you one last question, and I know you're on the run.
Mm-hmm.
The last question is there anything wrong? Liberals are going to make a big deal about this, Democrats, liberals, with the president firing somebody. Isn't this the president's job? Isn't this the president's legal right to fire and hire anybody he wants? If he doesn't like the job you're doing, he has a right to say bye-bye.
Of course it is. And people may not realize this, but there's actually not an attorney general in the Constitution of the United States. What there is a president and an executive branch. And the president has an absolute right and authority to fire any member of the executive branch other than, you know, your civil service folks. And that's what he's done here. And the way we as a society rectify it is if we don't like the president's picks for attorney general or any other position, in just 2 years we'll be able to vote for a new president. That's how our democracy works.
All right. Great having you on. Thank you for coming on at the last second when we saw we could grab you as a legal expert to talk about the attorney general situation. We grabbed you. Attorney John DeLaPortis, thank you for coming on short notice.
Thank you for having me.
All right. John DeLaPortis, legal analysis of the Sessions resignation. Let's talk about some other things in the news that I think are interesting. Celebrities now pushing Beto O'Rourke, to the guy who just lost to Ted Cruz, to be a presidential candidate in 2020. They're so desperate. You know, there was just a poll, and the poll says none of the above wins over any other candidate for president on the Democratic Party in 2020. So they don't have anybody. There is nobody at the moment. I mean, it doesn't mean it won't appear, but there's nobody at the moment. Hollywood liberals appear to have been hit hard by O'Rourke's loss to Texas Senator Ted Cruz. In the hours after his loss on Tuesday, a handful of denizens of Tinseltown took to social media to plead for Beto O'Rourke to forget something as small as running for Senate and instead set his sights on the White House. Really, what has he ever done to be President of the United States? One of the earliest to take to Twitter to push for Beto's run for president, oh, of course, actress Alyssa Milano, the brain surgeon. I forgot. She's off today. She's generally a brain surgeon, and she does delicate surgeries on people with, you know, brain cancer or injuries from a horrible car accident, horrific car accident. But she's off today, so the brain surgeon took time out to talk about politics. Alyssa Milano, so brilliant. Must have an IQ in the range of, I don't know, 30, 40. She wrote, Beto lost? That's okay. Now he can run for president. Wow, you're so smart. You're so wise, so sage. Another early Beto booster, though one not a member of the Hollywood elite, was Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr. Steve Kerr echoed Milano's call for more Beto. O'Rourke had Hollywood money and endorsements in abundance. TMZ reported last week, Sarah Jessica Parker, Jimmy Kimmel, Rosie O'Donnell each threw in $2,700. Chelsea Handler plunked down $2,500. Chris Rock tossed in $1,000. Altogether, I believe, it's not in this article, but I believe he raised about $70 million. Do you know what a waste of money that is? $70 million on a guy who loses. Couldn't push him over the finish line with $70 million. Unbelievable how dumb these liberals are. But that was good. I said this several times during the election cycle. I said, just keep giving more money to him, more, more, more. I said, if I had $1 million free, I would have been $1 million Ted Cruz could not lose, and I would have been right. And so keep giving money to Beto O'Rourke. That's money you would have given to others that might have won other races. Waste your money. Fake Trump supporter scams conservatives out of $150,000 on GoFundMe. So this is why you got to be careful. Some people just, they get fooled rather easily, and they're very gullible. You know, I'm from New York. I'm very cynical. If you gave this story to me, I'd laugh in your face, right? But it's unbelievable how gullible some people are. So I'm warning conservatives, a Twitter grifter claiming to be a black Trump supporter, has scammed conservatives out of $150,000 after claiming she was disowned by her parents for coming out as a black Trump supporter. Over the past few months, conservative sections of social media have become fixated on the walkaway campaign, hashtag walkaway, urging Democrats and minorities and gay people to take off their blinders and join the Republican Party. Late last month, it seemed the Republican Party had added a black college student named Quaran to its ranks. The woman, a Harvard University student named Quaran, tweeted, "I will not hide any longer. The left has made us feel as if black Republicans should hide, but not anymore. Hashtag blacks for Trump. Hashtag walkaway. Hashtag MAGA." This happened on October 27th. Quaran then tweeted, "Thank you all so much for your overwhelming support after seeing this tweet. My parents cut me off and refused to pay my university tuition. If you could find in your hearts to help this young black Republican pay for school, it would be appreciated." And then it included a link to a GoFundMe campaign. She then posted, was called out on, a fake text exchange with her mother, after which she came clean, tweeting, "Hot take, stealing from Republicans isn't bad because Republicans aren't people." Followed by, "Trump is a racist, homophobic, transphobic bigot, and you think my black ass would support that rotting carrot? Ooh, nice people." So she scammed $150,000 from gullible Republicans because she simply said, "I'm black, I'm a female, I'm going to college, my parents disowned me, I need money for college." I would have laughed at her face, but people are just so gullible. A white person says the same thing. Would anybody give? No. She's black and a Republican. Oh, my God. The federal debt is out of control. A stock market crisis is on the horizon. And there's a constant threat of terror attacks or even war. This is Wayne Allyn Root. And this is exactly why I invest in gold and silver. And you should too. To make it easy for you to get started, I've teamed up with the professionals at the U.S. Gold Bureau to offer the Wayne Allyn Root Precious Metals Investors Package. This exclusive set contains 5 different silver coins from major mints around the world. Order today and will also include a free silver American Eagle, fresh from the U.S. Mint. This portfolio has previously sold for more than $300, but it's available to our radio audience for only $99, which includes free shipping and 100% delivery insurance. Order now. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. Or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. usgoldbureau.com/root. Don't get left behind in the next financial crisis. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653 right now. And start protecting your assets before it's too late.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and 3-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the 5 little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy. I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest 5-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now. In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root coming up in just a few minutes, Newsmax TV. In about 8 minutes, we start on Newsmax TV, and we now start right away at the top of the hour. Kind of a different change. Synagenix is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Synagenix, founded in 1997, the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. anti-aging, i.e. defying aging. It's a proven scientific approach to healthy aging, custom tailored to each individual. And boy, did they custom tailor to me. They changed my diet, they changed my exercise, they changed my vitamins, they added massive protein, they added hormone therapy, and I've become Popeye the Sailor Man. The results are amazing. I've lost weight, I've gained muscle, I feel great, I look great, higher energy, best lab results of my life, reversed pre-diabetes, reversed insulin resistance, reversed high cholesterol, reversed low testosterone, all reversed. I eat more than I've ever eaten, and I've lost weight, and I work out less than I've ever worked out, and I've gained muscle. How do you figure that? For your free, no-obligation consultation, tell them you want the Wayne Root treatment. They'll look under the hood. They will check the engine. They will retune you. They will change your oil. Call 888-YOUNGER. They did it for me, 888-YOUNGER, and I feel younger than I've been in 20 years. 888-YOUNGER, toll-free, anywhere in the USA. 888-YOUNGER, or register at Synagenix.com. Okay, thank you, Synagenix, for sponsoring the show. So it begins. It begins. Stacey Abrams refuses to concede the governor's race. I mean, here's the thing about Republicans that drives me crazy. Nice guys finish last. You know? They're just so nice. Republicans who are, like, close never ask for a recount. They never refuse to concede. They never act bitter. They never act arrogant. They never say they were cheated, even though they are almost every time, because Democrats get illegals to the polls in record numbers. Or has everybody already forgotten that I got on all the Democrat lists? All their text lists. And they sent me text after text, hundreds of texts, that said, you're going to be deported if you don't vote for the Democrats. How could you be deported if you weren't already an illegal? That's my point. They were only aiming these texts at illegal aliens. Don't you understand that? They had to be aimed at illegal aliens because nobody else could be deported. So when they said it's you in Spanish and they say your family will be detained, imprisoned, and deported if you vote for Trump's people, they're aiming it at illegals. And then they say no ID required and vote early and often. Oh, my gosh. Don't you think they did? Don't you think that's how they stole Nevada? Are you kidding me? You really believe we were outvoted? I mean, I know a lot of Californians are moving to the state. But not that many. Trust me, it's illegal aliens that won this election, combined with an assist from Californians who moved into the state. But here, you know, Stacey Abrams, she refuses to give in. To me, that's amazing. Stacey Abrams refuses to concede. A defiant Stacey Abrams refused to concede the Georgia governor's race early Wednesday morning, telling her Democratic supporters, despite trailing by 3 points. 3 points! Not .03, not .003. 3 points! You can't not concede if you're down 3 points. She expects to come back enough to trigger a December runoff. You could have a chance to do a do-over, she said. Talking to voters in the state where nearly 3.8 million people cast votes in a contest that held the potential for her to be the first black female governor of a U.S. state. Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp leads Abrams 51-48. If you don't get over 50, you get a runoff. If Kemp's lead were 40,000 votes narrower, he'd be beneath that threshold. Votes remain to be counted. There are voices waiting to be heard. This is how Democrats steal elections. They always come up with a new box. Oh, here's a box with 3,000 felons. Here's another box with 3,000 losers. Here's a box with 3,000 welfare recipients. Here's a box with 3,000 people that have never worked a day in their lives and haven't had a shower in a month. That's the Democratic Party, man. If you don't get it, they steal elections left and right. Left and right. Here's another example of the Democratic Party. SUNY professor, as in, that's the State University of New York. SUNY professor charged for stealing GOP lawn signs. These are the guys teaching your kids. Police arrested a State University of New York professor after she got caught on camera allegedly stealing GOP signs from a New York home's lawn. A video allegedly showed SUNY New Paltz economics lecturer Laura Ebert, I wonder if she's related to Roger Ebert, the famous movie critic, stealing yard signs from New York homes supporting Republican candidates in New York during the 2018 midterms. The Rosedale Police Department charged Ebert with a larceny misdemeanor for the theft of the signs. The lawn signs supported New York Republican Representative John Faso for Congress, Mark Molinaro, the New York Republican gubernatorial candidate. I did it in a moment of weakness and high emotion, Ebert said. I meant no personal harm. I don't know the person whose lawn sign I was on. I have family I love that support Trump. So it's after the sign, not the person. I've apologized and feel bad, but clearly the GOP is putting a big deal of spin on this. Many signs have been taken and disfigured, which, while no excuse for my bad behavior, doesn't warrant the death threats I've received on my email about it. Yeah, does it warrant death threats when I talk on the radio all day long and on TV? Because I get them all the time. Does that warrant it? How many liberals give death threats because you're a conservative Republican and a patriot and you love this country? Because you love capitalism? Because you've actually earned something in life and you make money and not a bum who hasn't had a job or a shower or a bath in months? You're not an anarchist who sets fire to police cars? They want to give you a death threat. Nice people on the left. Worn out. Ready for Newsmax TV.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.